Hey guys, welcome to Electronic Dance Money, your number one business resource for making money as electronic musicians and producers. What is up, everyone? Welcome back to a brand new episode of Electronic Dance Money. I am your host, Christian Casito, and I am so happy to be back with you guys once again. We've got a really fun episode for today, and we're going to be diving into going back to the basics of marketing and promotion. We've had a number of recent episodes that are tied to marketing and related to it. You know, the most recent episode, 107, was about finding the right content and knowing how you have the right content. But today we're going to be going back to the very basics of marketing itself, because it's been a while since we've gone to the basics. There's some new stuff that we'll be talking about that we haven't talked about in some of the more basic introduction to marketing and promotion episodes. And there's tons of new listeners. So instead of having people go back in the archive or even listen to an episode that may be 2 or 3 years old, we're going to be kind of starting back from the beginning on episode 108, talking about the basics of marketing and some of the four pillars of marketing and how you can apply this to yourself as a musician. Or obviously if you have some sort of music related product or a service-based business within music, how you can apply this and what the fundamental foundation of marketing looks like from the very beginning. Again, talking about the basics today. So what the hell is marketing? It seems pretty convoluted. It means many things. Is if you ask 10 different marketers, or digital marketers, they all probably may give you a different answer, or they're kind of the same, kind of not. And everyone has a different version of what marketing really is. But what most people can generally agree on, what the foundation of what marketing is pretty basic, right? You have a message that you're trying to deliver at the right time to the right people that represents your brand and potentially solve some sort of solution or problem for that individual. A key thing here is both targeting the right people and also at the right time. Understanding when you need to be targeting your audience and promoting something to them or marketing something to them is super important. And time can mean multiple things. It could be, are they at a specific point in their life or their career, and you're now presenting that information to them? So that gives you a little more insight into who your audience is and when you should be targeting information towards them and how to target towards them, right? If time-based is relative to how old they are and what life stage they're in, right? Maybe they're age 26 to 35 and they're starting to have kids, settle down more. They're no longer in that college, having fun 20-year-old phase or coming out of that phase. That's a different person compared to someone who's 18 to 24, 25, who is going to college, who is young, who may or may not have a girlfriend or boyfriend and may or may not have kids, or just kids aren't their focus at the time being, or maybe even their career isn't their focus. So that could be related to time-based. Time-based can also be related to at what point should you be posting. But that's also related to time-based of where people are at in their lives, right? If you're targeting those 28 to 35-year-olds where you know they either have a family, they're starting a family, maybe they just purchased a home and they have a 9-to-5 job, well, you can probably argue that they're going to be online between 7 and 8 a.m. and then 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then after 5 p.m. is when they're online and they're on social media. So like that can also be related to time. So time is very important when you're talking about delivering the right message to the right audience. And understanding that time is not quite literal in the temporal factor, or in the temporal fact of like, in 1 hour, it will be 4 p.m. And 1 hour after that, it will be 5 p.m. Like understanding where people are at in your target audience in their lifespan or their life in general and how you want to be targeting them, that's very important. And that gives you a better understanding, again, also on when they're going to be online and where they're going to be online. There's a lot of information to look up in terms of like delivering the right marketing message at the right time. If you Google that, I guarantee you're going to get 500 articles that will be talking about all these things that we're talking about. And time is a really good one to kind of research of like, when's the right time to deliver the right marketing message. That sort of stuff is all really good. And maybe we'll jump into an entire time-based marketing episode where we just talk about the facets of time in marketing and all of these little minute details, because we can get lost in them and there's a lot to them. But when we're talking about what marketing is, you're delivering a message at the right time that represents your brand and is targeted toward your audience. Now, talking about the right message, this can be as specific or broad as you really want it to be, especially when we're talking about music and you're like promoting a single or an album or an EP. Like if you're promoting music in general, the solution you're providing, right? So if we have a message that provides some sort of answer or solution to your audience, because that's all that marketing is, or I should say running a business is you are providing a solution to a problem that your audience has. Your solution is revolving around an entertainment-based solution. So it might not be an actual physical product or a physical problem that you're solving in someone's life. If you run a mixing studio, that's much more different than music, right? The solution you're providing is mixing. And you want to talk about delivering the right message at the right time. When should you deliver the marketing message that you provide a service, a mixing solution for someone who's struggling with mixing? It's going to be at the end of the songwriting process. It's not going to be when they just started a song or when they're in the middle of a song or they're waiting for vocals. No, when you should deliver that message is when they are finished with songwriting and they are now in the mixing stage and mastering stage, the final touches. That's when you should deliver that message. With music, it's a little different. You can kind of deliver the message at any point, at any time, and it can provide a solution for people of entertainment and enjoyment. Granted, there can be better times than others to be promoting music. It's probably not the best time to promote a single around Christmas, right? People are celebrating with family, they're on vacation, they're doing different things, so they may not be paying attention. Thanksgiving, 4th of July, like there are holidays that happen where you may not want to be promoting something because it might just go out into the ether and it's not the right time. Festival season might be a great time, right? Target people on the Sunday that they're coming home from a festival and they're on a long drive and maybe they're in the passenger scrolling and they see something and go, oh, let's listen to this song. Great time to be promoting, right? We're delivering, we're thinking, right now we're thinking about our message and when to deliver it. At what time should we deliver it? So these are all calculative decisions you can make on how and when you should be promoting your music to your audience. A lot of this is relative. Remember, it's relative for you based off of who your target audience is and where they're at in their life. If we're targeting those adults that are kind of coming out of their college phase and into the family adult phase, a great time to maybe promote for them is when they're on their lunch break. And then they'll save that or save your track or your post, add it to their Spotify playlist, and maybe they'll listen to it on their drive home. The best time may not be at 5 p.m. when they're driving home because they may not be looking at their phone, but they'll probably be looking at it on their lunch break, and then they can save that and listen to it on their way home. So it's small little things that you should be paying attention to like this that are going to help you make the right time-based decisions and delivering the right message at the right time. These are all things you want to be thinking about. Your solution is going to be solving an entertainment problem for people and giving them more enjoyment. And you need to find the pockets of time when they're looking for that enjoyment. And that is when you want to promote yourself and push yourself onto their screen. And this has to do with like scheduling posts. At what time do you want or running ads? What time should you be running the ads? Maybe you don't want to run them all day, especially if you're targeting a specific location. You'll definitely want to get more specific on the times, specifically the hour and minute of when you're going to be running ads. All right, we have the basics of what marketing is. We're delivering a message at the right time that represents your brand targeted towards your audience. And the message should be some sort of solution that's revolving around the entertainment industry if you're just promoting a track, and understand the time aspects in individuals' lives of when you want to put that piece of content in front of them. Now let's jump into the pillars of marketing, these core foundational pillars, four of them that we're going to be running through. So the first one is product. What is the product? The product, this one's really easy. If we're talking about specifically music, it is the music, right? If you're promoting yourself as a musician, either you could technically be the product if you're promoting a show, but if you're promoting a release, your song is the product itself. Another way to think about this is, what is your business? Who are you? What do you do? The thing that you do is the product, whether it's a physical thing or it's a service-based business. Whether you're designing sound packs, templates, or providing coaching, like, these are all products or services that we are providing. So the first pillar is actually having that product, having something that you can put out into the world and give to people. So that is number one. Figure out what that thing is, and these things can move around. They can change. They can be a little more fluid, right? If you're a musician, you're going to have two things that you're really promoting, potentially three. One is live shows, two is music, and the third could be potentially live streams or sound packs or services like mixing or something. Like, as an artist, you'll always be floating around a third. You're guaranteed to have two, which is going to be live shows and your music, but you're always going to be playing around, and you should always be playing around or floating around with a third, because the third will usually be the more lucrative one at the beginning, where you can actually make some cash flow. Again, we're talking about services, mixing, mastering, coaching, lessons, sound packs, sample packs, you name it. We could go on and on about the different things that we could provide, but there will always, or you should think about having that third one in there that you're going to be playing around with, floating around with, to try to build up some cash flow that you can then use to invest into the other things for your music, artist, products, or whatever it is that you're trying to do there. It definitely helps. It's something you should think of. And it gives you more experience in this marketing space. It gives you an incentive to do more research on business, to do more research on digital marketing, to do more research on advertising. And these are all things that will add fuel to the fire that you can put on your artist project and understand the fundamental concepts of building a target audience. How do you do that? How do you market to them? What kind of keywords or buzzwords do they like? Building headlines, testing things. Like, these are all fundamentally important things to understand when you're running some sort of business like an artist, right? We've said it a million fucking times. If you're a musician, you're running a business, whether you like it or not. It's just a business. If you are listening to this as an artist, you're running a business. You understand that. You want this to be more than just some fun hobby you do on the side. You probably want to make some money off of it. And so you have to understand these fundamental concepts in order to move past that hobbyist side and turn into more of that professional side. Especially if, you know, I mean, we've talked about a bunch, independent releasing and being an independent artist is becoming more and more important and looks sexier than being signed with some record labels. So if you can do this stuff independently, you have no boss. You are not at the whim of some record label approving you or not. If you have an audience, record labels will come to you instead of you going to record labels. So it's all really important concepts to understand and grasp. Okay, pillar number two is price. So it's all about pricing your product. How do you price it? Now, I want to focus more on the music side of things, because this is where things can get a little more vague and weird and diluted and maybe hard to grasp. What the fuck are you talking about when you price something like a stream or someone listening to your music? How do you price that? Or what price is being paid? That's the question we should be asking. What is the price that is being paid? And to simply put it, the price that's being paid for a fan or someone you're promoting music to is time. People are investing their time. They are paying you in time. Time is very, very valuable to someone scrolling through Reels or TikTok or Facebook or Twitter. Time is very important to them. It may not seem like it, but you have to understand that when you're in that state of scrolling, you're really only consuming 7 to 10 second bite-sized pieces of information every time you scroll to a new piece of content. So you have to hook people immediately. And you have to understand that when you hook them and you give them a call to action, there is as little friction as possible. So when you ask someone to go stream your track, yes, the task, the thing that you're telling them to do, the physical act of hitting the home button on your screen, going to Spotify and searching for your name, or even clicking your profile and going to the link and then clicking another link and then going to Spotify and then hitting play. These are all actions that need to be taken. And in the moment of scrolling, you're really looking for that numbing bite-sized piece of information that you can just mindlessly observe, absorb, and then continue on. And so most people don't want to stop that mindless flow and disturb that by going to another page, then to another page, then to another app, and then hitting play. It's a lot of steps. So when you're talking about the price of your product, and you're talking about promoting music and trying to get people to stream your music, the price that people are paying are not a dollar value. They are paying in their time. And so you need to figure out a way to reduce that time as much as possible. Very similar to if you have competition in business where you're promoting the same product, a lot of the times, especially if you're a big player, first you should start off by value. Like, don't drop the price of your product, show the value that you provide. That's always number one, is how much value can you provide for your price? And that's like an actual dollar amount. You know, if you have a service you're providing, people are searching for a solution for that, it's easier to sell them on that thing. But when they're mindlessly scrolling, this is where it gets really difficult on how to convince someone. With that service that people are searching for, if you show the immense amount of value that you provide, it's much easier to sell them. We have to get really good at finding unique ways of either A, showcasing our value so much that people are willing to spend the extra time to go do the thing you want them to do, or figure out a way to make the process as frictionless as possible. Every single time you have someone take a step to do someone, or you request that they do something and it takes multiple steps, every single time that you do that, the process that they take to do the action is friction. Every time you add a step, it's adding extra friction. The more friction you add, the more difficult it is to convert that person and turn them into a fan or a listener of your music. So we have to find ways in which we can reduce the friction as much as possible. If you're running an ad, maybe this is a message button and you're telling people, hey, message me, whatever. You can have some sort of keyword that will auto-generate a response when they message you, and maybe it's a direct link to Spotify. That could potentially be fewer clicks than if you tell someone to go to the link in your bio, and in which case there may not be a button that you can provide for them that sticks out above everything else that gets them to click on it, then go to the link, and then go to a link from there, and then go to Spotify. There's so many steps involved. Right? When we tell people to go to the link in our bio and there's a link tree link, right? Okay, so we're telling them to click on the profile. That's step number one. Click the link in our profile, step number two. Click the single in our profile, or the link that's to Apple, Spotify, wherever they want. So it's number three. Then they open it. Then the app gets open. Then they have to click play on the actual track itself. So there's four steps that we have to take in order to get someone to potentially stream our track. You want to talk about how worse it gets when you want people to pre-save a track. There's nothing people hate more than pre-saving tracks. Pre-saving, really, if you look at the data, it does nothing to help you at all. The amount of people that actually pre-save are so fucking slim. And if you've ever pre-saved a track, it's such a pain in the ass. So there's all those steps involved. Now, if we talk about a pre-save link, now we have to log into Spotify. Then we have to accept, we have to click another button to accept some sort of terms and service or whatever, give them access to our playlisting thing. Then we have to either select the playlist or auto select it. And I think there's an extra button in there somewhere or something. There's like 6 to 8 steps involved with pre-saving a fucking track. No one is going to do that. The only people that are going to do that are like your mother and like your most diehard fans ever. And at which point you're probably far bigger than the average person. You're probably touring. And even if you sent out a pre-save link, it really won't do much for you because people are going to listen to you anyway. So it's like pre-saving is just, it really is this pointless thing. And good luck getting people to pre-save who really fucking give a shit, or the random person, right? Your best friends might, your family might, but good luck getting that random person that's scrolling looking for 7 to 10 second bite-sized pieces of information. Good luck getting them to give a shit within that time frame. It's so few and far between. So we really need to start looking at what is the fastest way we can get someone to do the action that we want them to perform. Because that's where it is. That's where you're going to make a difference. That's where you're going to stick out from everyone else, is if you can find the way to reduce friction. You have to look at things like, well, maybe if I have them send me a message, that's much easier. And you could potentially even have a prompt. I know with like Instagram and Facebook, you can have dedicated prompts that will have auto send features baked into it. So you can have like a stream my new track button. So when they pull up, it clicks and then immediately sends them a link. So we could have that send message. That's one button. And then the auto generated message, which they don't even have to type. They just press it. It's two. And then the third step is clicking the link to go stream. That's three. And then the fourth would be actually hitting play. So it's just as fast as the sending people to the link in our bio, but it's a little bit different. The reason why it's different, it will inherently be faster over time because you're keeping people on the platform that they're using. So if it's Instagram, they click the button, it goes to Messenger. It's instantaneous going to Messenger. The auto responses instantaneously pull up. All of that stuff is instantaneous. When you go to a profile, sure, it's pretty much instantaneous. But when you click the link in the bio, it then pulls up like Safari or Google Chrome or whatever they're on, a third-party thing, or potentially sends them through a third party within Instagram, like a third-party internet access within Instagram. And then there's like, that takes loading time, and then there's more back-end loading time. There's like so many loading steps involved that it disrupts the whole thing. It bogs it down. It makes it slow. People don't engage as much. But when it's instantaneous right within the platform, those four steps now feel like two, rather than the four steps that take forever to load feel more like eight, right? We're just reducing the time that they're actually spending loading. It feels like it's faster. It's smoother. It's more accessible. It feels like there's less friction involved. So that's just one thing I'm thinking off the top of my mind. There are definitely other ways you can reduce friction. I implore you to find the different little hackable ways you can do that, whether it's through, you know, if you're developing content on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram or whatever, figure out wherever your target market is, wherever they hang out, which we're going to get into that in a second. Find the different little sneaky ways that you can reduce friction or otherwise your content and what you're doing needs to be so fucking good that people don't care about the time that they're spending doing something. All right, so the third pillar is place. What this means is, where is your audience? Where do they hang out with? This takes some time and understanding of who your audience is. So I suggest you sit down and figure out who the hell your audience is. Now, if you make music in the specific genre that you're making music, you probably enjoy that music. So your target audience is probably pretty similar to who you are. If you have friends in that space, who listen to the same music, then you know your friends pretty well. So you can start to, just by looking at yourself and your friends or potentially family, anyone you know that listens to the genre of music that you write, this just knowing them is going to help you understand who your target audience is. What makes them tick? What do they like? What do they enjoy? Where are they at in their lives? What kind of money do they make? What job do they have? Do they have a girlfriend? Do they have a boyfriend? Do they have kids? Are they getting married? All of these factors play into who your audience is. And based off of that information, you can deduce where they hang out. Where is it that they spend their time online or in person? What venues do they go to? Are they on Reddit? Are they on Twitch? Are they on Facebook? Do they mostly spend their time on Reels or TikTok? This is all information you need to figure out. Because once you narrow down where they're at, you have your message, you know at what point and what time in these individuals' lives that you should be promoting your message, you can then get to the fourth pillar, which is promotion, which is promoting the actual product or thing that you have. And when you're promoting the thing, this is where content gets heavily focused on, of developing your content. What kind of content do you want to represent the message that you're putting out for your brand that targets your audience within a specified time frame? So I'm going to kind of leave it here, because I think if you're listening to this and you've gotten to this point, and we're on the fourth pillar, which is promotion. I think the most recent episode, episode 107 as of now, episode 107 is a really good place to kind of stem off of from here, because it gives you a good idea of what kind of content you should be developing for your brand and your audience. So I implore you, go listen to that episode, because there's going to be a lot more information provided in that. That's already a standalone episode and has so much content baked into it. I feel like we've already kind of nailed some important pieces for you to start working on. And really the next step is going to be like figuring out that content to promote for whatever the thing is that you're doing. And in order to do that, like you need to kind of set up a specific game plan. So I don't need to drone on for 30 more minutes like I did in the other episode just for you to hear the same thing. That's pretty much it for today's episode. Don't forget about the four pillars of marketing, which is your product, the price of your product, the place where your audience hangs out, and then the actual promotion of that product or service that you have. So those are the four pillars of marketing, and then the basics of marketing itself: delivering a message at the right time that represents your brand, targeted towards your audience. And that message needs to be solving some sort of solution to some problem that someone has. I really hope this was helpful for you individuals that are struggling with understanding what concepts you need to focus on marketing, or what the hell marketing even is, especially for you newer listeners. But thanks for hanging out today, guys. Head to enviousaudio.com/episode 108 to check out the show notes. I'll talk to you guys later. Take care.